Hello and welcome to the One Uppers podcast for I don't even know what days it's going to be on, but I think it's episode 27. And today we have a special new guest, mainly because she's a girl, and I know a lot of you idiots will like that. I'll let her introduce herself right now.
Hi, I'm Eli Skip. I have a OneUp page. It's skypilot.oneup.com. I guess I'm a female gamer, and that's a good gimmick for this show. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good gimmick for anybody to join the site. Have you ever seen the new EGMs where they actually interview OneUp members?
No, I can't say I have.
I kind of laugh because I know what they're doing. They just find the girl, the hottest avatar, and interview her.
I had a friend who used to bitch about the site a lot. He used to go and look at the top bloggers and try and see who he should go and read the blogs of to find out new games. And he said that half of the people on there were hardcore guys who owned $5,000, $6,000 worth of video games and consoles and everything else and collected up from Atari. And the other half were just hot girls who didn't know anything.
And half of that half was probably just guys pretending to be hot girls to get page hits.
I don't know about that, though. I mean, I've met a lot of women on that site who really know what they're talking about. Like, Erin Ali, who won the Dead Space mask off of some blog recently.
I think I saw that blog.
She knows what she's doing.
But, let's stop talking about that and get into what you've been playing, and I'll let you go first.
Okay, well, I guess the obvious choice is I finished playing Fable 2 on Thursday. That's a pretty gorgeous game, and I'm glad I got it. I was playing Fable for the week before that, so I could get back into the game. And for the most part, I think it's pretty good, although the controls and the targeting is still pretty weak.
Did you finish it, like, completely?
Yeah. Well, not really completely. I mean, you can go through quests and have sex with prostitutes all you want endlessly, but I finished the game, and credits rolled and everything else.
How long did it take you? Because when I played Fable 1, I haven't gotten 2 because I don't have a 360 yet. But
that's terrible.
I finished it in about 12 hours, and I was just kind of like, is that it?
Really?
12 hours
I think,
is not a long
I think
time.
You missed out on a lot of the fun of those games, which is just running around and doing random crap and taking weird side quests that involve eating psychedelic mushrooms and that sort of thing. So I don't know. Finishing Fable 2 probably took me maybe 18 hours. I played it on and off from Tuesday on to Thursday, so.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I suppose so. But, I mean, I spent a lot of time. You have to take up jobs, so I spent a lot of time being a bartender and a blacksmith trying to raise money so I could put my husband in a home and he'd stop being angry at me. Shame.
Did you try out that that part of the online play where you can see, like, little purple orbs or something like that of other players?
They're green orbs. And, yeah, I did. And I did a co-op with a friend of mine. It's fun, but it's in its infancy. It's the first time they've done it because, you know, obviously Xbox Live wasn't around for the first one as much or as well. And so it's not – I guess what I'm trying to say is it's pretty bad.
Oh, really?
That's what all the stuttering's about. Yeah, it's great, and it's a lot of fun to have a friend just randomly join you in the middle of a quest and help you beat down the undead. The problem is that the camera often switches between person to person, and there's no real control over it. Even pressing the left button like you're supposed to doesn't fix it. So when you'll be in the middle of a quest, and all of a sudden your friend will be, you know, in-game 50 feet away from you, and you can't see a thing that's going on around you because you're stuck on their camera view. And they're controlling the camera, so it's a little bit frustrating, yeah.
Has the combat really improved from the last game? Because at first, I didn't really mind it, but at the end, I was just kind of like, this really could have been better.
I know. Well, in the last one, the camera especially was pretty shaky, and the controls were pretty bad, so it's improved to an extent. But I think that, on the whole, the targeting has actually gotten worse. But the combat's a lot of fun. It's working. It's actually working out better, I'd have to admit. Yeah, and you really notice when you upgrade weapons and that sort of thing.
Is that all you have to say about it?
Yeah, I guess so. I recommend it.
Anything else you've been playing?
Recently, not really besides Fable and Fable 2. I got a Wii about a month ago, playing Mario Party and Elebits and Wii Fit, but
Oh, you're going
kind
for
of
the
boring
casual
games.
games, huh?
A little bit. We always wanted a Wii. I really wanted to get Mario Galaxy, which I of course haven't gotten yet, and I really wanted to get Wii Fit because I used to play DDR for exercise and figured it couldn't hurt to get one of these things. But all it does is make me feel really terrible about myself, so I don't play it anymore.
How's Mario Party 8?
Mario Party is a lot of fun. When is Mario Party not fun?
Usually, if you're asking somebody from Game Informer, because every time they review one of those games, they give it like a 2.
Well, it's not the kind of game that's going to be stellar and incredible or anything, but
Yeah.
if you put a couple friends together and get a couple of beers, it's always fun to just kind of stop being social for 2 hours and play a video game together.
I really like Mario Party 4, but I think it was Mario Party 5 that I just hated with a passion. I think it was
Hold
just
on,
like.
I don't think I have Mario Party 8, so give me a second. I have to find out which one I do have.
The only one on Wii is Mario Party 8.
Is it? Okay, well then I have Mario Party 8.
Yeah, because 1 through 3 was on N64, 4 through 7 were on GameCube, and 8's on a Wii. But 8 has some parts from the other past Mario games, just with motion controls or something, from what I hear.
Yeah, you only really use the motion controls for the mini games, and that's pretty frustrating too. Let's see. So I played all those, and I also played Super Smash Bros. And Cooking Mama. So I've only been really playing the casual games on there. I don't know what else there is besides casual games for the Wii, really.
You should really get No More Heroes by Ubisoft.
Oh, I've heard it's fantastic.
A lot of the shit between the boss battles are just kind of, you just kind of want to get really past them. It's only up till like the last part where you have to really build up a lot of money where you actually get irritated by it. But the boss battles are just so kooky and just bizarre, and the cutscenes and the story is just absolutely funny, and not funny like so bad it's good.
But like genuinely entertaining.
They kind of like poke fun at like other kind of like action movies and stuff like that. They try to be cheesy and it just really works.
I'll have to check that out. I've heard a lot of good stuff, so.
But I've been playing really just like Sonic RPG and Mario Golf for a Virtual Console. But what I really recently picked up was World of Goo for WiiWare. Now it's
Pardon, world of what?
Goo.
Goo?
Goo.
Oh.
Apparently, it was
Oh.
created by two ex Electronic Arts employees, and it's kind of like an indie developer now. It's called 2D Boy. Now, I
I
never really
don't know
heard about
about
it
this.
until it came out, because a lot of people were just like, "Oh my God, this game is so good! Get it, get it! It's worth the $15." And it really is. It kind of reminds me of LocoRoco in the art style and kind of in the
Oh, yeah.
gameplay as well. Instead of just rolling around those little LocoRocos, in World of Goo, you have these little goo balls, and you're trying to build these little structures. The goal of every stage, and there's a ton of them to do, is to build these little goos and try to make their way to this pipe so they can be sucked up. Now it'll give you like a goal, like if you have like 50 goos to work with, it might say you have to suck up at least 25. And then people who are want to go for high schoolers can try to do the levels as much as they can, try to get as many as they can. You won't be able to use every goo you have. I mean, you won't be able to collect them, but it's definitely something that's very addictive. And it's very innovative in its design. There's a lot of different goos, like the black ones are just kind of standard, but like green goos you can like take apart and reuse. And there's like balloons you can do to make your structure go a little bit higher. Like there's one stage where it's like a frog mouth. It's just the structure you can't really mess with, and all it really has is like a big long tongue you're supposed to really create for it. And there's spikes on the top and at the bottom. So there's this so while you're trying to make the way to the pipe in the middle at the end of the stage on the right, try and build this tongue. You got these balloons and black blo black goos that you're trying to build, and you're just trying to test the skill, just try to make it not go too high and not too low. It's getting really a lot too hard, even on chapter one, and I think there's like four chapters plus a bonus in the game. But even chapter one, I'm just starting to get frustrated and just can't really figure out what I'm supposed to do. I mean, you can always just go to YouTube and pick out the stage that's giving you trouble and figure out what they're doing and do it step by step if you're really having trouble. But it's definitely one of the better WiiWare games available.
Well, I just thought to see that. I kind of wonder if it's maybe becoming a trend now, and I guess it would be a trend I'd be very happy to see, to make these kind of somewhat independent, well-designed, really cute games like that. I'm mostly referring to Castle Crashers when I bring that up.
Yeah, it's just
play
very
that?
Much in that indie kind of feel to it.
Have you played Castle Crashers? Oh, you don't have a 360.
But I have played Alien Hominid that was made by the same guys.
Yeah, I used to play that on Newgrounds.
I got that on GameCube.
Well,
one of the few
people. If you have a friend's house, you can go over to and play Castle Crashers. You can download that onto any 360 for $10, and it's frightfully adorable and a whole lot of fun and just really well done, which I've come to expect from the Alien Hominid guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But World of the Goo is also on PC, which you can get to.
I have a Mac.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm screwed for gaming, except for Blizzard, Spore, and EVE Online. And World of Warcraft, which I quit.
All right, I guess we'll just hop into news. Now,
okay.
Our first little news bit is just the recent releases on the Wii. I guess this applies to you now.
Mm-hmm.
For Virtual Console this week, we only got Earthworm Jim, and that was the Genesis version. I hear it looks worse than the Super Nintendo version, but it's got an extra level. I've never played it, so. But a lot of people loved it back in the day. But it's kind of fandom kind of died down since they never released anything. There was supposed to be a PSP remake, but that kind of got axed. And on WiiWare, we have Strong Bad Episode 3. And 1 or 2 is already out. And you get that on PC as well. And the final one is Art Style Rotho Hex, which is another one of the Art Style games Nintendo keeps putting out. It's kind of like a puzzler. I don't like to see what the big deal is. But are you going to get any of these games?
Probably not, if I'm perfectly honest. I'm saving up my money for Left 4 Dead and saving up my time for Fallout 3.
Kind of interested in getting the Strong Bad series just because it's kind of a point-click adventure, and it has a lot of humor in it. There's like this Strong Bad website that has these characters, and that's how the games got started anyway.
Yeah, Star Runner, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But,
there it is.
I guess we'll jump into our next story. Now, this one is just so funny. A woman kills her virtual husband and faces jail time. Now, what
she's
she actually
getting fined. Sorry.
She hacked this game, and that's really what she's getting jailed for. She's not actually getting jailed for killing this guy's avatar or whatever she did. But she's looking at a few years in prison for hacking this game because she got divorced by her husband. So she took her sweet, sweet revenge and killed his virtual little hobby.
Well, she killed his Maple Story character. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I was on Boing Boing the other day.
Next up is Grand Theft Auto 4 is getting trophy support on PS3 this Monday. I guess that would apply to Monday, October 27th. I don't know when I got this new story, so it might have been already out. But I guess that's good for PS3 owners. I really don't know what trophies are about. I mean, I know they're the substitute for achievements on 360, but I haven't really seen them in the flesh, I guess you could say. Do you have a PS3?
No. No. If I want a Blu-ray player, maybe I'll get one.
Well, here's something that will apply to you. Street Fighter HD is possibly coming in November, and it'll be somewhere between $15 and $20. They only said it's going to be above 10, which is a pretty good price. I've seen new screens of it, and it looks absolutely amazing. I mean, I love Street Fighter 2, so when I get 360, awesome. I'll probably download it. You're saying?
Pardon? No, I just said it's a classic.
Are you going to be getting it?
Oh, maybe. You're right, it does look pretty good.
Got online play and everything. The only thing that I'm going to regret is playing it with a 360 controller. Not so good.
Why? The controller's not that bad.
Well, the D-pad's awful.
Whatever. I stick by my 360, okay? It's working out pretty good with that.
I mean, I love it for 3D. I love that the Xbox type controllers, the S and the 360 pad for 3D games, just when 2D, when you actually have the chance to play a 2D game, it's not as comfortable as you'd want it to be.
Well, you make a good point, but, well, I mean, it's fantastic for Soul Calibur, but I suppose it's not quite a 2D game.
Yeah, I played Soul Calibur 2 with a GameCube controller, and a lot of people hated that, but I was like, this works fine. I mean, I couldn't play, Capcom versus SNK2, which also had on GameCube. Just didn't feel right, but Soul Calibur felt right with a GameCube pad for some reason. Because this is a different type of fighter. Next in the news is Bioshock 2 is getting is destined for PC, PS3, and 360, but they haven't really said if it's gonna come out on all systems at the same time, or like PS3 version will come out later. I mean, the PS3 version of 1 only came out a few months ago, I think. But it's no shock that it's gonna get a sequel, is it?
Well, no, not really. It was a fantastic game. You know, if you sell enough games, you might as well. So.
Next up is E for All Expo, which was kind of like E3, but they just let anybody come in for a price and play some of the newer games. Well, that's officially dead because E3 is now becoming a public expo now again. So no more E for All for you guys. I live far away from Los Angeles, so it doesn't really matter to me.
I'd say that's the majority of the world, except for people in California, but still.
Bring E3 back to Atlanta,
really
please.
To Orlando?
Atlanta. Because I think it started in Atlanta, then it moved to L.A. I
wouldn't be too surprised, but.
Like E3 1995. Should have stayed there, please. that's the only way I'm pretty much going to get to go.
If it comes back to Atlanta.
That's like a 3-hour drive.
Fly your ass out to Los Angeles for a con. I mean, E3 is supposed to be incredible. I always want to go to Comic-Con out there, too.
Yeah. Or New York Comic-Con sucks.
I haven't gotten to go to the ones here in Chicago. But they apparently aren't very good either. So I'm not going to.
All right.
Keep the horn in this place, yeah.
Here's a bit of controversy in the news lately. Little Big Planet was supposed to be released by now, and some people have actually gotten their copies through broken street dates and whatever, but it's been officially delayed and recalled by Sony, and will be put on shelves soon. Just I don't have an exact date. It could be up by now, for all I know, but they took it out because one of the music soundtracks had passages from the Quran, and I guess this was spoken in Arabic first, so nobody really noticed while playing it when they're at Sony. This kind of happened it was on the Xbox with Kokojin or something. It was a really bad fighter, but had music just like Little Big Planet, so they recalled that one too. But a lot of Sony fans are pissed.
Yeah, let's see. Apparently it's a track from some Grammy Award-winning African Kora player. And they found out that Arabic gaming people on forums got very pissed. "We Muslims consider the mixing of music and words from our Holy Quran deeply offending," is the quote.
Yeah, I really don't understand a lot about Islam anyway.
Yeah, well, I guess you got to go political correct, especially for a system that's not doing all that well.
Did you ever hear about that story about this woman who was teaching? She was like a British-born lady. She was teaching in some Middle Eastern country, and she almost got executed because she let her students name a bear Muhammad. That was kind of weird, just because why can like every Muslim guy be named Muhammad, but you can't name a bear?
Well, you also can't name a dog that because it's a highly religious name, and animals aren't equal to people, I think is why.
And apparently where you go, you can get your head chopped off for it.
Yes, sir.
Here's a little disappointing news. The Mortal Kombat versus DC game is going to take down some of the fatalities they showed so they can get a damn T rating.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. I've in my class today, we had George Gomez come and talk to us, and he's, I believe, heading the design of that with whatever gaming place he's working for now, and he was mentioning that the man he works for who owns the company will not make a game that is an M rating, so they're forced to do that, and also for marketing purposes, because DC wanted them to keep it at a teen level. So they've had to knock it down, kind of get rid of some of the blood and, put it before the ESRB boards.
Yeah, but...
Same, because it's such a breakup of the franchise. So they've always had a mature rating.
Yeah, but Midway's in trouble, and they need somebody to give them some money. And they're really right on DC to sell this game. Even though Mortal Kombat's still a... franchise that can still sell. It's not like Crash Bandicoot or Spyro the Dragon anymore. But one of the fatalities they're changing is they first showed Joker doing a fatality where he pulls out a revolver, he pulls the trigger and does that little bang with the flag that comes out, and then he giggles, and then he pulls out a real one and shoots the person in the head. Now the new censored one shows kind of like the same thing, except for the real shot's like shown off screen, so you have to guess what happened. Lame.
That is lame. I don't know. I'm tired
of it. Might as well just make it E.
Stuff. But yeah, I saw, I got to see a clip of it today of Scorpion fighting Batman, and it's probably the tamest thing I've ever seen from a Mortal Kombat game.
Give him hugtalities, and then I'll buy
them.
Next up, Call of Duty World at War, which is called Call of Duty 5, or so they claim, is going to feature a Nazi zombie mode. So if you ever want to shoot Nazi zombies in anything other than Wolfenstein, now you can do it. What do you think about that?
I think it's still... Is this coming out for the PS3?
Coming out for everything.
For everything?
Yeah.
I don't know,
like Call
of
Duty 3.
The sound of shooting Nazi zombies is pretty titillating. Although I was never really that big a fan of Wolfenstein. I'm probably not going to buy it. I've never bought a Call of Duty game.
You never played a Call of Duty 5?
No,
4?
I've played it, but I never bought any, and I probably won't.
And our final bit of news is something a lot of people have been hoping and dreaming for a long, long time. Star Wars The Old Republic, which is going to be a massively multiplayer online game based in the Knights of the Old Republic universe, which was so popular on the Xbox, is coming out for PC, and I don't think it's coming out for any consoles, maybe 360 and PS3, probably not.
Oh, if it's not coming out for the 360, I'm going to be very angry, very angry.
I like the KOTOR games. I played them both. Finished them both, loved them both, but I just can't get in. I can't really see myself playing an MMO, and I can't really see KOTOR really transitioning into an MMO without losing most of what made it good.
Yeah, you make a good point. I think that I have a big problem with LucasArts these days, that they're really just kind of sucking the Star Wars line dry. They really are, but. I'm excited for it anyway, just because Knights of the Old Republic was so great, and because I look forward to anything and then it usually disappoints me. So for now, I'll keep my fingers crossed, and I'll be excited, and maybe I'll play it at home in Miami with my PC, since apparently it isn't coming out for the 360, and I don't know. Best of luck to them, I guess.
All right, I guess we're going to get into the community section, which I just, mainly when I do this, I just read message board threads and just kind of go from there. But our first thread was titled, "Is anyone else sick and tired of kids and online gaming?" Which basically means, are you sick of that 13-year-old on Xbox Live calling you a faggot? Now, I'm going to ask you, because I know you're a girl, and I know they usually, a lot of kids will actually try to harass you on Xbox Live, sexually or just mentally or whatever. Have you ever had any bad experiences?
To be honest, not really. I don't. I usually use Xbox Live with friends, and I've only had the occasional odd World of Warcraft message. but most people, to be honest, if I use my Xbox Live account or if I use any online account where I'll be playing with a lot of people, generally assume I'm not a lady. Voice or otherwise, it's like, oh, you're obviously a 12-year-old boy, and that's that. So,
yeah.
Nope, not really.
There are a lot of Xbox Live moments where we would actually be playing like with some 14-year-old boys. God, that sounded so sick. But, like, one of them would talk, and then somebody who wasn't in the game was like, are you a boy or a girl? I was like, I'm a boy.
Aw. Poor kid's getting his masculinity questioned already.
But I haven't been playing much Xbox Live anymore, since I only have
an original
Xbox.
Yeah.
I'm just wasting $50 a year, which I really shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, you might want to get off that at this point in time.
Wish I had Xbox Live Silver so I could just switch to that and keep my gamer tag.
Yeah.
But whatever. Next question is, next thread is, what kind of setting would you like for the next Zelda? Now, a lot of people in this thread are just kind of like suggesting stupid shit like, let's have a Zelda in the future. How about not? But what I really would like to see is make it like a sequel to Twilight Princess or something, or just make a new Link in a new timeline, whatever. Have them get in a boat or something like that and sail off to a new land. And instead of being based more on like European lore and ancient myths, try to base it more on Chinese or Japanese ancient lore and mythical monsters or whatever kind of crap they do, because that can make it a little bit more refreshing than a lot of people have been complaining about. Because when Twilight Princess came out and it was just kind of like Ocarina of Time 2, a lot of people were like, oh, this game sucks, blah, blah, blah. But what kind of setting do you want for the new Zelda?
I don't know. I think Twilight Princess is very pretty in its way, but I agree with you. I'd like to see them move into other mythical cultures, maybe expand on Norse myths, maybe a little bit of the Greek. I agree with the Asian. I think that would probably get a lot of sales, you know, with the popularity of Japan and China.
It probably helped their Japanese sales, because Zelda Twilight Princess is kind of, it didn't exactly tank in Japan, but
really?
It kind of just hit the top 10 for like 1 week and just dropped off.
That's surprising. It was pretty popular here. Most people I know really liked it and had a lot of trouble getting through it.
Phantom Hourglass actually did pretty well in Japan, but then again, everybody owns the DS there.
Most people are saying they just kind of want them to expand on Zelda for the Wii and make it better. So that's all.
All right, our next thread is, a game so difficult you couldn't beat the first stage. Now, usually, I'm not French, so I can usually pass most games, at least at one point, and not quit. But the only one I can even kind of think of is Ghouls and Ghosts, because the first stage is just way too difficult for opening stage to a game. Even back then, when games were just so freaking hard, you couldn't even complete it, even if you tried. But I managed to get to like stage 4 in that game, but it took me about maybe an hour to get past stage 1. You got any games you couldn't beat? on the first day?
I was just thinking about it. Of the games I've played recently, and by recently I mean within the past 8 years, I can't really think of any. The only game I can think of that I couldn't get past the first stage of was for the NES, and that was the Simpsons game. I got to a part of a construction site where I couldn't go anywhere anymore, and that's it.
There was an NES Simpsons game?
Yeah.
What was it called?
God, Bart Simpson versus the Martians. God, I don't even remember.
I think that was for Game Boy called Bart versus Space Mutants.
Yeah, there we go. Bart versus the Space Mutants was for NES.
So I think somebody on that thread mentioned that game. It was some Simpsons game where they were like, this game is so freaking hard. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, apparently it's really difficult. I always thought our game, we got our games kind of secondhand from my aunt at the time, so we always assumed they were kind of busted as it was. I mean, you know, the NES always blanked out. He had to blow into the cartridges and all that stuff. So we kind of assumed our game was just screwed up. And then years later, we found out it's not that. It was just ridiculously hard to get past that point. So I think that's the only one I can think of.
I'm looking at the thread now and see if I can find that person who said it. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Bart versus the World was... Oh, wait, no. Yeah. So my Passion the Gamer wrote, surprised no one has mentioned Bart versus the Space Mutants yet. What a miserable experience that was.
That was a hard game, I'll admit. There's a lot of fun
until
that one point, though.
And our final thread, written by the Mighty Wang, and he said, DS, where the fuck are all the games, man? Now he's basically asking, where are all the good DS games? And I can understand some people, because DS games kind of don't get publicized that much anymore.
Well, but there's so many of them coming out, there has to be a few decent ones.
I mean, if you don't really try to look for them, you'll definitely miss at least 3 good ones in a span of 6 months. But, like, even this, in the recent period, we had, like, Kirby Superstar Ultra, Castlevania Order of Ecclesia, Sonic RPG, then we got, like, Chrono Trigger DS, Dragon Warrior 4, Dragon Quest 9 is coming out in Japan in a couple months. Earth Ninja Town's pretty good, which was made by a former EGM editor. Well, not him, but some company making a game based on his characters. But a lot of good games, especially in the past. You got like Mario Kart, Mario and Luigi,
Animal Crossing, Brain Age, The World Ends With Me, or whatever it's called. World Ends With you. There we go.
Pretty much.
And then I always liked the DS Lite because they brought out a lot of really classic titles, like Harvest Moon is a lot of fun. They have all the Zelda games, Castlevania. I don't really know what's coming out new aside from a lot of Horse Rider games, but so far I've been pretty happy with what they have to offer.
Yeah, unless you're like really looking for like a 2D fighting game, you really can find pretty much anything you would like on a DS.
Yeah. They also have all the Final Fantasy games. That's good stuff.
That's the only thing I've been wanting for on my DS is a 2D fighter. I mean, I really wish they'd bring over, like, port Street Fighter Alpha 3 and put on online play and let me play that. But, I guess that wraps it up for this show. You can always find the show at, like, oneupperspodcast-club.oneup.com or on my page, linked to legend2.oneup.com. Or on our Podomatic page, which I can't remember. And you can also get us on iTunes. You have to search One Upper's podcast and do it really like that. Because it's kind of weird. If you do One Up, it won't show up. So, but everybody know, because I always forget to mention it. But thank you, Sky Pilot, for coming on.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
And until whenever we start the show again, because I always end up doing it like 2 weeks late because I tried to make it weekly or bi-weekly, but until next time, our listeners, we are Ghosts.